It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Today, more of Tom Martin's conversation with Dana Lee of the Kentucky Refugee Ministries about the challenges her organization and its clients are encountering in this time of uncertainty about U.S. government policy on refugee resettlement.
Has President Trump's executive order barring immigration from those seven countries that have been red flagged by the administration as security risks, has that been a concern here in Lexington? And if so, what have you seen?
It's absolutely been a concern, and a concern all over the state. That's our biggest goal, is to kind of squash false information that's out there, especially about the vetting process. The idea that refugees are not vetted is just completely unfounded.
I was going to ask you about some other countries that are not among those seven, where human rights abuses, conflict, civil repression are also very bad, and bad enough to encourage people to run for their lives. Mostly, I believe it's fair to say, to Europe, but eventually many do come to America. Is there a perception, do you think, that people are flooding into the United States when in fact they aren't?
Absolutely think that is the perception. People look at what's happening with Europe, with individuals in Northern Africa and the Mediterranean, all coastal Mediterranean, being able to just take a boat into Europe. And then once they land in Europe, they can file a claim for asylum. And that is just not what's happening with the United States. No one's crossing the Pacific Ocean or the Atlantic Ocean to get here. These individuals have left their home country, not coming directly out of Syria or Iraq or Afghanistan, Somalia, but they're coming from a neighboring country where they have sought harbor. And they've gone through a check with the United Nations to claim status, legal status that protects them as refugees. And then when the UNHCR places them with a country like the United States, the vetting process begins. It's an average of 18 to 24 months, but for individuals, especially in the Great Lakes region of Africa, where you have these extended civil wars, like with the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Burundi, you have individuals that are living in camps in neighboring cities for upwards of 10 to 20 years before they ever make it here. They go through a variety of interviews with our Homeland Security. They have a sector called United States Citizenship and Immigration Services. They go through checks with State Department, with Department of Defense, Department of Justice, FBI, CIA. It's a huge process. Lots of interviews, biometrics gathered, biographical data gathered, everything from looking into what documents you have brought about yourself, as well as trying to fill in the gaps of things that you may not have brought. Do you have a past history in the military? Does anyone in your family have a past history of the military? Separating children from parents to do the interviews, and then also health screenings with World Health Organization and CDC. So it is a prolonged period that all of our clients go through, all refugees entering the United States. And that is not the similar situation that's happening when individuals are losing hope in camps and deciding I have to risk my life and go across the Mediterranean, because at least if I land on European soil, I can file a claim for asylum.
Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.